This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And a man or woman of God who can come into the presence of God is someone who has no slander on their tongue. They do their neighbor no wrong, and they cast no slur on their fellow man. What's it mean to cast a slur? Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you ask about a mutual friend and they never answered you, but all they did was roll their eyes? All they did was raise an eyebrow. All they did was kind of shrug their shoulders. And what they did, they implied all kinds of things going on that may or may not be true, but they did it by saying nothing. Sometimes saying nothing is a lie. Would you remember that? Sometimes saying nothing is a form of lying. When you have an opportunity to speak the truth and you don't. And I want to focus on this next phrase because you need to underline it in your heart, if not in your Bible. Who keeps his oath even when it hurts? That is an intriguing phrase. I'm going to say something that somebody told me shocked them when I said it, but I really mean it's true. When you keep a promise that you've made, and it hurts you to do that, you suffered financially because you kept a promise, listen carefully to this. When you keep your word, you are acting like God. I don't mean that in some arrogant sense or New Age sense that you are like a God. I don't mean that at all. I'm saying when a man or woman or teenager or young person keeps a promise and it hurt them to do it, you are acting like God because that's God-like. One of the titles for God in the Old Testament is this: He's the God of the oath. He's the God who keeps his promises. Lewis Smead writes this. I want you to listen to this paragraph. It's one of the most powerful paragraphs I've read in a long time. Lewis Smead's in his book, The Power of Promises. Somewhere, people still make and keep promises. I like that. Somewhere out there, people still make and keep promises. They choose not to quit when the going gets rough because they promised once to see it through. They stick to lost causes. They hold on to a love grown cold. They stay with people who have become pains in the neck. They still dare to make promises and care enough to keep the promises they make. I want you to listen to this next sentence. This is powerful. I want to say to you that if you have a ship, you will not desert. If you have people, you will not forsake. If you have causes, you will not abandon. Then you are like God. You are like God. What a marvelous thing a promise is. When a person makes a promise, he or she reaches out into an unpredictable future and makes one thing predictable: I will keep my word. That is predictable. I will keep my word. When a person makes a promise, he or she stakes a claim on their personal freedom and power. When you make a promise, you take a hand in creating your own future. I want to suggest that you are either a man of the oath, a woman of the oath, or we're something a lot less than that. Decide today, I'm going to be a man of my word. I'm going to be a woman of my word so that when people hear my commitment, I'm going to stick by it. There are ships that I won't desert, and there are causes I won't abandon, and there are people I will stand with no matter what happens because I've made a promise. Are you a man of the oath? Are you a woman of the oath? That's the mark of a godly man or godly woman, somebody who keeps their word even when it hurts. Now, the next one is more interesting than controversial. Verse 5 says, who lends his money without usury and does not accept a bribe against the innocent.
Well, I definitely want you to hear what this means in tomorrow's part of the message from Psalm 15. Usury is a word that maybe you've never heard of or you may have never heard defined. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.